Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. We are live. It is March 12th, Thursday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the king of king himself. I am the Hot Rod, and this is the Absolute Truth Show. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, and to this day, he's still a virus to me. And I can't get rid of. I think I have better chances of getting rid of the coronavirus compared to this guy.
I'm more of the cure for this common fool over here, Sean Black in the building once again.
How the hell in Mother Nature, you are a cure to the Hot Rod. You are a thorn.
Because
a virus,
somebody has to be
bug.
Able to, somebody needs to be the vaccine for your BS, and that would, I guess, be me.
Wow. Wait, when I see you over the weekend, you know, it's odd. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to our three listeners that's left out there.
It's not going to be an Attack Hot Rod show today, so.
No, no. Welcome to Armageddon. That's the bottom line.
Before we start, I do have to make mention of something I didn't get a chance to do the last time. The 24th of March, which is on a Tuesday, is actually going to be our fifth anniversary of doing this show. Which is absolutely insane considering what I had to bring that up in case we don't get a chance to mention that. We'll probably do that next week also. So,
Sean Black, we'll be dead the way things are going on next week. So we ain't going to do no
fifth anniversary. That's the reason why I'm mentioning it now, just in case.
Okay. All right, let's get right into it. Then Brother B's on the line. So let me get Brother B on the phone and let's get right onto it. All right, last night, your president. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Brother B. No, not Brother B. This is Lady T.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey there.
I'm sorry. Hey, Lady T. You threw me off guard.
Full staff today.
Yeah. Wow. You really threw me off. Don't you ever do that again. All right. Oh, gosh.
Don't ever do that again? Wow.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's a short show, and I'm completely thrown out. Okay, last night, Sean Black, AET, President Trump. A couple of weeks ago, President Trump was saying this virus was made by the Democrats, fake news, you know, the usual blah, 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 blah. Last night, on 9 o'clock, he gave his speech. I'm lying, Sean Black, AET, it's all with Sean Black. I know you're going to criticize it, but why are you throwing your ass? It was a good point that Donald Trump came up about the handling of the coronavirus.
On one level, he had to come out and try and say, we have to kind of cut this off before it gets any worse. The problem is, that's like giving somebody a glass of water and telling them there's a fire when the entire house that they're in has already got fire all over. Although I wouldn't say it's too late per se, because you don't want to go ahead and say you can't say it's too late to do something. The urgency for this should have started back in January when we started hearing of this in China. We know that there are going to be people coming from China, which is the epicenter for where a lot of this came from, coming into the United States. The travel ban that he decided to speak on, which was, I believe, 26 European countries where a lot of this coronavirus is spreading. I want you to keep this in mind. After here in the United States, we got 41 confirmed deaths, like 1,615 confirmed cases. Those 26 European countries that are part of this ban, there are two that aren't part of it. That's the UK, you know, England, United Kingdom, and Ireland. Why do I bring that up? Three of these places have branded courses, golf courses, and or hotel resorts. Kind of find that kind of weird. Now, We know Trump is all about money as far as the economy, because from what he had mentioned in yesterday's, I don't know if you want to call it a press conference or attention or whatever he was addressing. If you notice, the majority of what he was talking about was the monetary side. We're going to pump $1.5 trillion back into funding for loans for people that have businesses and that kind of thing. This country is a service-based economy, which means although the business may have the money to stay open, what pays the bills are the customers. And if the customers are sick and are not coming in, how do you make sure the employers get the money that they need? That's one of the things that happened. It's just a big change that you have to look into, as life in this country and around the world is going to be very, very odd for the foreseeable future.
All right. Lady T?
I think a lot of his concern, especially with the NBA shutting stuff down, and then I think the Dow was down like 10% or something, and they said that's been the worst since 1987. I think he had to address and say something. So it's not until, like, people start seeing, okay, more cases and deaths and stuff like that, National Guard having to go into New Rochelle and help them now, is when I think now they see it's really something that's serious. Broadway is also going to be turning off their lights, right? No more on plays for now. So they're suspending that. And when it will get even more scarier, which I can see it happening soon, is with schools and certain things are just going to shut down too. I don't know.
Yes.
People are already, you know, sending out warnings to jobs and things where it may be like 2 weeks off. And I don't know. I think I felt like they should have been more prepared. And in the beginning, took it seriously when it was brought to our attention. You know what I mean? Instead of constantly downplaying it week by week, downplaying it. And now people are starting to be in total chaos with it, and it's also anxiety with this. I'm tired of hearing about it. I think I've heard enough, because they just sound repetitive with everything that's being said.
In other words, are you trying to say that if it was not for the money issue that we have right now in this country, you would think Donald Trump wouldn't have done or say a damn thing about this?
I mean, we're always going to have money issues with the country, but it's like I don't know if they're taking it really, really serious on the Republican side. Like, are we starting to get prepared for funding for things that we will need in case of this, you know, disaster pretty much? Are you guys, are they ready for that? Or are they still saying, you know what, we're America, we can fight this.
No, we've been there, done that, we could do it again. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah.
Well, part of the problem with this line of thinking is back in May of 2018, and we talked about this before, remember when Trump passed along these tax cuts for the rich, where all of the top part of the wealth that was around, those really, really high rich folks within that tax bracket got huge tax cuts. Well, the tax cuts, which I believe it was $2 trillion in tax cuts or whatever was the case, nationwide for those that top part of the ticket, so to speak, that is being paid for by cuts that the Trump administration did. You want to know what got cut? The National Security Council Global Health Security Staff. Budgets to the CDC. Remember, they got a lot of their funding cut.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Health and Human Services.
And we need them
there
right
was
now.
An
Go
actual
every,
wing
every,
of the
pretty
government.
Much everybody we need right now. Oh,
exactly.
They got cut.
There was a federal government. There was a wing of the federal government called the Complex Crisis Fund that had $30 million slashed from their budget for this exact reason. For those people that are wondering why this administration seems ill-equipped to handle this kind of thing, that's because the president and his administration basically took a scalpel to as much funding as they possibly could. You remember he was on this deregulation kick where he was cutting funds for a lot of companies and a lot of services to be able to have enough funds to get this tax cut pushed. Tax cut got pushed, and I hope the people that got their taxes, their money up front are really happy, because now they're going to be really happy and really sick the way that everything is going right now.
Okay, we have some calls on the line right now already. 3472, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Good evening to everybody. This is Cheryl.
Hey,
hey,
Cheryl.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey. Oh, y'all can't act like y'all know me. Hi.
No. Okay. No problem. All right. Okay, Cheryl. Bottom line is, what is your reaction?
While I'm talking, I don't want to catch anything, okay? So.
Oh, it's too late now. You ain't caught the hot rod. You ain't caught the hot rod virus, okay?
I just had to add some humor into a very serious conversation, as I'm always been into politics, like, forever. I wanted to bring up about last year at this time, remember, the president, excuse me, 45, he shut down the government because he didn't get his way over a fucking war.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I'm just saying these things because I'm leading to some type of
conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy, but just to show just the characteristics of the nonsense that goes on in the government, and the celebration of it has to be so extravagant ever since he's in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't get his way, so he shut down IRS member. People was worried about getting their income tax and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to make sure no employee got paid for a temper tantrum, what makes it where he gives a damn about people's health? That's one. Because he's very business minded, even though he's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He has nothing but failed businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
correct. So, Shirley, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, this is a vital point I wanted to speak on before any type of interjection is. There was beef between him and China forever, even when he was a regular businessman. So I think this is, this so-called strength that's been multiplied that was there since the 60s is definitely man-made. It's unfortunate that it's impacting others' health, which he wouldn't care because remember he shut down the government. But what was it, months, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, months, and it went into their break,
Yeah.
Right. Around this time, because it was income tax time, and everybody was like, oh, damn, nobody's going to get their income tax. Well, it was right before, whatever. But the point is, it was the whole beef with China when this was originally, from what my research, was in Iran.
The coronavirus.
And he don't have beef with them. So, well, no, now he does, or whatever. Iran, Saudi Arabia.
Well, he had beef. So that's why last night Donald Trump called this a foreign virus. It was his personal beef with China. So couldn't figure out where the virus came from, right?
Right. But from my understanding, the thing is, it's a strain of it. It's just an advanced strain. It's been around since the 60s. It's SARS coronavirus. That's the full name of it. Now. There's a lot of, I joke about AliExpress, but truth be told, a lot of business coming to from China, and at the time they were talking about increasing the tariffs really heavy, and that was going to be a big conflict for business in. Meaning he's basically fucking up the sphere of influence that's been around since the 1700s. Now. Now, the thing is, if I'm coughing and sneezing like a normal human being, then that means this shit got to be airborne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Technically, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
also, if you are dealing with something that's airborne, why aren't you taking extreme measures to make sure your Americans are being taken? What's the quality control in the air?
Well, I will give that question to Phil the Freshman Fisher. Excuse me. You have an answer for that. Go ahead, Phil. There, I'll give it to Brother B.
Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, the whole thing is it is what it is, but this is an airborne virus, unfortunately. And they tell you to take all the necessary precautions, you know, that you should take. That doesn't mean you're still not going to get it. I mean, they're telling people, I mean, the masks, they're telling people, you know, get masks. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. The only thing you can do is try to, you know.
Yeah,
masks aren't going to do anything. And now, what my question is, people are fighting over freaking toilet paper. Toilet paper ain't going to do anything. And this is what I mean, I wasn't at work today, but from what I heard, two idiots were arrested at the Walmart that I work at for fighting over toilet paper.
Wow.
Oh, there's videos all over the internet about
people fighting over toilet paper, beans, rice, food.
I will say what President Trump did with banning travel to and from Europe, he did the right thing. I mean, if I were the president, I would have done that too.
Okay.
I mean,
you got to start
somewhere. And contain this.
Somewhere, but why not? But like Shirley said, why not Asia? Why about Hong Kong? Why not other countries like that?
Where
there's heavier enterprise right now. Well, I'll give that to Brother B. Brother B, I know you have an answer for that, Brother B. Brother B, 707? Who's this? Oh, I'm really messing up tonight. Ooh.
My answer, you know what it is?
You're sober.
You're inhaling too much of them Lysol. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's all about money, too.
Yeah.
It is. You know what it is? It's population control, increase in revenue, and it's election time, and it's income tax time. Those are like the primary reasons why this shit is going on, in my opinion.
Okay.
But that's my opinion.
Oh, Lady T?
I agree with that whole thing with election time because I said that same thing.
I'll second that.
I find it too strange right now with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like by any means necessary to win right now.
But also the other thing that a lot of people are not really looking at is, and I touched on this on Monday's show, is the fact that the president, who is supposed to be the person that everybody comes to for leadership information, trying to find out things going on, is very hard to find out exactly what information can be believed when we know he lies on such a regular basis. And you're trying to get information from him. It's almost like crying wolf. At some point, the wolf is actually going to show up and eat you, and no one is going to believe that the wolf is there. It's the same thing that he's done with the media. He's turned the media against the people. And there's so much misinformation about this because there are so many different people from the CDC, doctors that are trying to dispel a lot of things that are out there. And when they come with the evidence and some of the things that they know will hopefully help quell some of the fears of other people, like i.e. science, doctors, et cetera, nobody is really going out there believing them because this president has been on a war against truth and proof and facts since he's gotten in office, and he goes through a lot of these conspiracy theories and a lot of these things that come out of his brain, and then the people that are behind him, that follow him, will believe that no matter what. I mean, just remember, this is just a few weeks ago, the president basically called the coronavirus a left-wing hoax. Who does that? Had
but
Obama
you know what? In his ignorance,
this happened during an Obama administration, and he went out and said, well, we've got this potential pandemic coming through, and he blamed everything on a right-wing conspiracy. They would have tarred and feathered him.
Yes.
But
in his ignorance,
he's speaking truth. In his ignorance, he is speaking truth. Why? Because we never know everything that's going on, especially when it comes to the government. And in conspiracy, there's always a mix of truth and paranoia, right? Now, there's
well,
a paranoia now.
And
I feel that he knows a lot more than what he's saying, but he's taking it to his advantage because he's just an asshole that way.
Okay. I have to give it to K-Dog now. K-Dog, say something. Sorry about that mix-up.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening.
There's been panic. There is some serious panic out there. I was on the phone with my brother in California, and he was telling me the way that the people are acting out there. I mean, it's like he said, you could have sworn it's the end of the world out there. You could swear it's the end of the world over here, too.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
And now,
just to add what you just said, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, his wife now just got tested and is positive for coronavirus. So it's floating around.
It's serious.
Yeah, and I think they tested him, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is serious out there. And what I just want to say, and just to echo the Joker in the White House, you know me, I have no respect for that Joker anyway. He's shown some very poor leadership in not assuring the American people to control a panic. Because right now we're in the middle of a panic. We're in the middle of a huge panic. And, you know, it's best for people to take precaution. Now, you know this stuff is in the air. I mean, and like Shirley said, we know it's in the air. And people are doing their best to avoid it. And a lot of huge gatherings. And might I add, okay, since he says he knows business, then you know what? The travel industry is going to lose a whole lot of money because of this.
Well, not just travel. All of us are losing money.
All of us are going to lose
school-wise, job-wise.
I have a question for everyone.
Yeah.
And I promise it's a wonderful question. Okay.
Please.
So
only I can ask wonderful questions.
So, okay. So, the proceed, the protocol is, if you have it, they yourself quarantine for the amount of 2 weeks. So once that 2 weeks is up, what the hell are you supposed to do? Like, this is why there's so many loopholes in this so-called epidemic, because it's like it's where's the fucking finish line in this?
And then don't forget, everybody's immune system doesn't react the same. So there are people who you can get over a cold, and you can 2 weeks later catch another cold or catch the flu or something else. So everybody's system doesn't work. So just to say on the basis, it's like, okay, you're supposed to stay home, you're self-quarantined. While you're self-quarantined, you're not getting any antibiotics or anything. They're just telling you stay hydrated, whatever the case may be. Who knows? None of these people have came out yet and told us after the 14 days how they feel or what's going on with them. I don't know. And do people treat you strangely? Like, I don't want to be next to you. Just heard you got over the coronavirus.
I mean,
hold on. Now, because of the subway and everything, the one person coughs for whatever, like, I'm congested. Sean know me for years for being congested. I don't take anything for it. So I call for my mucus. Of course, you know, I'm getting dirty looks and people run away from me. Even though I'm covering my mouth, people are running away. Why? Like Kato said, panic. Everybody's panicking, probably over for the wrong reason. Like Phil said, come out. You would do your best to take precaution. In the end, you're still going to get it. You still a great chance you're going to catch it one way or another.
Can I just say something real quick with the subway? Because everybody thinks, all right, subway and buses right now, we shouldn't be on it. But you prefer to be in the Uber that's even more close in. And we don't know if the Uber driver is even Lysoling, you know, with his wipes every time that you get out. So tell me which one you think is really cleaner.
Okay.
And
Lady T, Sean had been complaining that the mayor has not closed the New York City schools yet. Do you think it's time to close the schools? Or wait to see how it goes.
I'm not gonna comment on that. because I already know the answer to that, and I think y'all do too. two kids came down with something in the virus in the Bronx. So I'm surprised. I don't know. Do they need more kids to come down with it before you guys close this? This is my thing. It's like they have to see it to believe it. What's the problem?
No,
take precautions now.
You see the message that all of the businesses are closing down, whether it's sports or travel, but nothing when it comes to the health and welfare of people working and children.
Exactly.
You see the difference in that?
Yeah. Sean Black, I know you have a lot to say. Go ahead, Sean Black.
Who is the person that is heading this? And who is the person that appointed the vice president, who notoriously is against a lot of scientific data to begin with? We talked about this on Monday, where we know that all of the information is supposed to flow through Vice President Pence, and then the message is supposed to be dispersed among the media. That's why he was on this media roll throughout Sunday or Monday. Now, when people don't understand what the symptoms may be, and this is something that one of the people from the CDC had talked about, symptoms are sore throat, dry cough, fatigue, body aches, which kind of sounds like the flu, but one of the things that tends to happen with this, which is called novel COVID-19, which means it's a new strain, something that hasn't come up before, is that there was relatively no sneezing or any runny nose. If you're sneezing a lot and you have a runny nose, there's a possibility that you either have a flu or a cold. Because this
so it sounds like a dry cold, dry cold.
Right. If you have a dry cough and you're not bringing up any mucus or anything like that, that's when you should probably start thinking about maybe I need to be tested for that. And the reason why is because the symptoms of COVID-19 almost mimic pneumonia, a dry cough that you can't bring anything else up.
Yeah.
Those are the things that people have to differentiate between the rumors and all of the craziness and the actual fact. And the only way that the fact can get out is when we hear more from doctors, scientists, people from the CDC, infectious diseases, and getting that message out. This particular president, administration refuses to get that stuff out because he's definitely afraid of two things. Is going to make his image look horrible, and he knows that if the panic stretches
to
the stock market, which is what he's leaning his leverage on reelection on, if that starts to look weak, he will probably lose reelection. And if you looked at what happened at the stock market, 2,300 point drop in the stock market, biggest drop since 87.
Yeah,
we got some issues to talk about.
So, Sean Black, you say that this thing could either make or break Mr. 45.
Yes. A lot of politicians can have a lot of things determined based on how they deal with health issues or with strikes and union issues. Those are the two things that can actually determine something.
This disease is a business decision. Look at how now we're all suffering as a whole, and now in China, everyone is miraculously recovering.
Yes.
But look at what they did.
They took their active measures. Took the cuts. Mm-hmm. Took care of their people. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, this country isn't equipped to take care of something like this. They don't testing.
Okay,
we have hospitals,
but
they built hospitals in 10 days.
Let me give it to K-Dog first. Go ahead, K-Dog, quickly.
Here's what it is. What Trump did, he's taking it as if, like, oh, if I do this, I'm going to get reelected. He's trying to pretend to be a leader, which he's not. And I echo this about how much – was it one of you who said about Mike Pence? Mike Pence have done nothing. I mean, a leader, here's what you ask for in a leader. A leader is supposed to lead. A leader is supposed to assure the people that things are going to be okay. We're going to get through this. He hasn't shown them. Nothing has been shown.
Phil, anything you'd like to add on to that?
Well, the only, you know what gets me is with everybody panicking, it seems like people just don't like to use common sense
mm-hmm.
when it comes to these issues. I mean,
common sense
doesn't happen
that often.
Yeah, that's what the thing is. Sometimes I wonder if some of my clientele with what I deal with. I mean, thank God I've been lucky from where I'm living. There hasn't been any confirmed cases. I mean, the two hospitals, the main hospitals down here in Roanoke, are taking precautions. So we've been lucky, but people are just acting stupid. And it is ridiculous.
So, Phil, not to talk too much about sports. Lately, a lot of sports have been canceling. Do you feel, we all know that's technically the right move. Do you feel that it was good to suspend the whole season? Or they should just wait and push back a little bit to see how it goes first?
Well, I think that's what baseball is doing. They want to see how everything goes for, what, the next 30 days. The same thing with the NHL. I think they said they didn't cancel the season. They put it on pause. And the reason why the NHL did it is because I believe 23 out of the 32 teams share the same arenas with the NBA teams.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But as far as any other sports, I know the NFL came out and says it's telling their players work from home. As far as I know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. As far as I know, WrestleMania is still planned to be going on.
Yeah, Sean and I will talk about that. But bottom line, guys, what should we expect in the next couple of weeks? More pandemonium, or there will be some type of new world order, or you think they're finally going to step up their game? Shirley?
I think it's going to be more unnecessary panic, and it's going to be a miraculous into it. Not into it, but some type of suppression. But it's not going to be for genuine reasons. It's either going to be for business or for image.
Lady T?
I think it's going to be more closures on certain things. You're going to have people rushing for the last beans and hitting each other with the last bean for it, but whatever, with the nonsense that I can see. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be a little bit more panic before it gets calm. So,
And to add on to the point, Lady T, earlier I went to the supermarket just to buy a milk for my kid. And Sean knew me so well. He knew I walked in. I saw the crowd of people. I walked out. My kids could get a milk another day. Well, it's not that serious. Because I saw the crowd of people buying stuff. I'm like, guys, this is not Armageddon. Just panic is just need to calm down. I know, but like I said Monday night. Am I taking precautions? Of course, like everybody else. But if I'm going to lose sleep over this or panic, no, because in the end, life goes on. And we just, as a nation, as a world, we just got to do better. But like you guys said earlier, there's a lack of common sense right now. And then listen to the media.
The difference with common sense is that it really isn't that common, especially in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we're learning from this. Yes, totally. Because
exactly.
That's what it shows.
I'm tired of saying hi by bumping elbows all day at work.
Don't
I'm
be
like,
bumping elbows. Somebody just caught their elbow and bumped you.
I actually saw two people do the kick step.
Yeah, the kick step.
How about we just wave to each other, smile, something? Good morning. I don't know. It's
well,
so easy. It's ridiculous.
I'm just going to text, hi, I'm here, while I'm standing in your face. Is that safe enough
just
for
wave.
You?
Just
hey,
wave.
Does everybody remember the movie Demolition Man when there was no physical contact or nothing?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Well, did you guys know that Charles Barkley has announced himself in quarantine right now?
Yes,
I saw that.
I just saw it on the
news. They did even after. Let him quarantine forever.
Okay, with 10 minutes left, I have to attack this issue before we leave. With Lady T and Sean Black was going crazy texting me at the same time about my boy, my hero, my mentor, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, boy.
Who received a sentence of
of 25 years or 23 years?
No, 23.
He got 23 years out of a possible 29.
Still
dying in jail.
Are you surprised they received that high of a sentence?
I am very surprised on that.
I really thought
he would have got at least 10. So for them to do 23, it shows that they're really taking it seriously. Don't forget, before Me Too, there were other movements before that. Me Too is just the highlight for Hollywood, if you ask me. But aside from that, it shows that they're really taking this seriously, because now he also has the cases in California. He's done. He's just done. Appeal or not, he's done.
Okay. Sean Black.
I remember we had brought this up, it was about a month or so ago when the trial started, and I told you he's going to get as close to the maximum as possible. Everybody looked at me like I was nuts. The reason why,
well,
and I think what my message was that, look, as we said before, a lot of white people that go through the same kind of deal, those people that are in it don't get as harshly criticized, regardless of what it is the case. The example was made of him based on everything that he did and the climate that we live in and all of the information that came out, that this was going to be the example set. And going forward, everybody will refer to every other case that happens and compare it to the Weinstein case. And like you said before, you got a California case pending, and he can get another 25 or 30 years added on top of that.
Don't forget his birthday is this Saturday. I think he turns, 67 or something? 65? I don't know. 67
or 68? Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, something like that. Yep.
All right, Shirley?
About Mr. Weinstein?
Yes. Are you surprised that he got high of a sentence?
I am very surprised. I feel that they just want to make an example of him for, you know, many reasons, not just the Me Too, but also just as far, I look at it as a celebrity issue as well as a race issue. Let's keep it real. He was very big in movies, and he's a white man, so he had it all good for him.
Jewish man? I'm sorry,
he's
white man
not
or Jewish
white.
Man?
That was my original
Let's be honest about it. I'm not saying it's a bad deal, but let's be honest, because he's Jewish, he got hit hard. Because let's say he was a regular white man, would have been the same same type of punishment. He's Jewish. So, some white people don't consider that white.
Jewish is not a race. Anywho, whether he's, you know, wearing his chupa or whatever, the point is, if he was a brother, that would have been, we already know what it is.
50 years.
You know what I'm saying?
50 years easily.
He would have done life.
Yeah.
Life.
Easily.
So this, they had to make him an example. Or otherwise, we would have known his fate. He would have been like, probably got probation and write an essay or some shit. So I don't think he's genuine. I just think.
Okay. Yeah. Kato?
And listen, I could say that it would have been different because we saw what happened with Bill Cosby. But with Harvey Weinstein, hey, like they said, they just want to make an example out of him. Basically, that was it. That all the testimony that everybody heard, and from the testimony from the women, and they heard it, got 23 years. That's what he got. Hey, you do the crime, you got to do the time.
Phil, do you want
how
to defend
him? How much time did Bill
get?
As a refresher, how much time did Bill get?
Was it 18, 19 years, I think? Something like that?
I believe it's 30. He got 30 years, and he's supposed to serve at least 10% of that time before he's up for bail.
No, I thought he got less. They keep saying Harvey Weinstein got more than Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that's what they said. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah,
I think it might be 8 years then.
Yeah.
See, I told you, Sean Black, you're nuts. Go do your research. But besides that, Phil, anything like to add on?
No, I'm good. He got what he deserved, and I'll just keep it at that.
That was how you really feel, Phil.
He went straight to the point. Like, fuck
but let's be honest, guys, with each other.
are we really scared or concerned of what's going on in this crazy world today? Because this year for 2020 has not been a great year so far, between a couple of deaths, viruses, and everything. Do you see any bright future ahead of us for 2020, Sean Black? You miss the positive all the time.
I don't think that we should be surprised of what's going on throughout the world. To be scared of what's going on and have all of this fear, I just think you have to be much more aware of everything going around and just be a little more, like I said, common sense is not that common. If most people are using common sense when it comes to interacting with people and going through things and just communicating, doing what they need to do, a lot of these things would not happen. And that's part of it.
True, but to your point is of Sean Black, a lot of people saying, you know, here we are, we're going through panic and everything, wash our hands and take care of ourselves of coronavirus, but you still people out there, you know, still having sex without using protection. Well, there's a lot more people of AIDS out there. We have people eating the damn Kentucky Fried Chicken with two donuts as bread, giving them heart disease. Mm-hmm. We got people still smoking. It's like, we're afraid of a coronavirus, but we're still killing ourselves in other ways. What do you
which
say about that?
Which goes right back to my original point, which is common sense is not that common. If people use common sense, the equations and things that have been going on would either be reduced or would not happen at all. But we continue to live in a society where people like to electrocute themselves and put that on Instagram or want to go ahead and swallow cinnamon. And do all kinds
and
of
be non-compliant with what their doctor tells them to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to
because
go
it's
they,
not a turn.
You still have to.
Yeah, it's not entertainment.
I think this is a time we need to utilize to, like, reflect because we are not in control. God is in control. Whatever God you believe in, God is in control. So it's time to reflect.
Wow. They need to use a religion. Hold on. Let me go talk to my Grey Goose. He's my God. Hold on, Grey Goose.
No,
hold on, go ahead, Shirley.
You step on your God, I'm going to say this. I hope the next administration and pray, okay, does not echo the travesty that this current administration has been doing, okay?
Ooh.
That's one.
Ooh, you just remind me.
Every presidency, it has to. Huh?
You just remind me of something I meant to ask Sean Black. Sean Black, with the two old white men running for president, why do you think overall, with 2 minutes left, everybody is backing Biden up and leaving Sanders behind again like they did 4 years, like they did 4 years ago with Hillary?
The reason why is because that they've gotten behind the ones that are supporting Biden, looking at the fact that he is, quote-unquote, Obama's friend. He keeps using that card all the time. Biden, who is, if you looking at both of them, would be the most logical pick from these two people as far as trying to get something done. Republicans have used that socialist word over and over and over until you're blue in the face. And if you've noticed, not only have Republicans tried to damage him, but his own party has tried to damage him. And I think when all of this gets settled together, everybody looks at the regular, quote-unquote, regular candidate, which is Joe Biden. And let's be honest, Joe Biden has been running for president in some way or form since 1988. That is what you would call somebody who has been a career politician, whereas Bernie Sanders is now on his second run. So we got to figure out who's going to actually work for this.
I don't like
when people use
the Obama card because I don't even see him. I forgot he was our vice president under Obama. I'm seeing what he's talking about, and I think that he's a veteran with it right now. But
I'm sorry, guys. With a minute left, I have Brother B who wants to say something right now. Brother B, you got a minute left to say anything you want to say.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Hope all you guys are being safe out there. Have a blessed week and great weekend. Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype, man.
You
don't believe in the coronavirus?
Listen, there's all types of viruses around. You got heart disease. You got other stuff. You got flu that's been around, and they haven't been able to beat that. So, I mean, come on now. The media says one thing, but Hey, I just saw an article real quick. I believe it was something about the only 8 reported cases in Africa, and then wonder why there isn't more. I don't know.
We all know that. We know the answer to that already. But to Brother B, Shirley, Phil, K-Dog, Sean Black, ADT, thank you all for a great show as a last man. Be safe out there, and God bless. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace out, y'all.
Later.